Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Talking Data Podcast. I'm Ed Burns of Search Business Analytics, and I'm here with Jack Vaughn from Search Data Management. And Jack is going to tell us about some of the reporting that he did while he was out at the Strata Hadoop World Conference just a week ago. And so, Jack, I know that one of the big topics that came up for you in your reporting out there was streaming data. So why don't you give us a little taste of some of the information that you gathered around that topic.
Okay, Ed, I'll give it a shot. Really, the big data streaming analytics just seems to continue to get attention in a way it's keeping the ball rolling on the Hadoop bandwagon. The two things you often see in presentations that you see people using are Kafka together with Spark Streaming. And the Kafka works as a publish and subscribe messaging queue. It feeds the latter. The Spark Streaming isn't super duper actual real time. And as we've said in the past, it's actually not batch, but it's micro batch, which, heck, that's batch, right? It's just a little one. But it seems to find uses because there's so much going on where people are dealing with web logs and data and trying to act on that data quickly. At the same time, mobile data is a driving force. And you know how you are when you use the mobile phone. You really want immediate action like you did with the old phones. So, yes, big data is... And streaming analytics were a major undercurrent at Strata, and we got to talk with a few people about it. I kicked it off with Doug Cutting, caught up with Cloudera's chief architect and also the original creator of the open source Hadoop project, which, by the way, turned 10. And he confirmed that streaming is becoming an important style of programming. Let's hear a bit from our discussion with Doug.
Now, streaming is getting to be more and more popular. I mean, we didn't have it initially in Hadoop because, frankly, it was a harder thing to implement. The most fundamental thing was just to be able to store and process those large amounts of data affordably at all. So streaming is sort of a second-generation application. We're seeing Spark Streaming gives people the real enough time analytics for most cases. So we've been very happy with supporting that as our primary streaming platform so far. We'll see if there's it's not real time if you really need millisecond level streaming responses, but for most things don't need that.
I think that's an interesting point that he makes about how it's still something that people who are doing Hadoop really need to be paying attention to, and even this really important file system that was originally meant for large scale batch scheduled jobs is now in the process of being adapted towards this streaming trend. And so I know that you also caught up with Jay Krebs, one of the original developers of Kafka. So what did he have to say about streaming?
Well, yeah, he was at LinkedIn actually when he and others created this style of distributed messaging around what they called Kafka, and it's being used as a catch-all, sort of a big funnel to collect incoming data, and not requiring sort of a synchronous connection. He's building out tools around Kafka at a new company that they call Confluent. And we caught up with him, as you'll be able to hear, it was on the busy floor of the Strata Expo.
With Kafka, you've been pretty much involved in streaming.
Yeah, I'll give you my take. So I think the streaming area is kind of a whole center of data for companies that adopt it. They basically end up with some kind of streaming platform that is collecting these data streams from different parts of the organization, from different applications, from different data systems, and a whole set of processing that happens on top of it. It's a little bit parallel to Hadoop, which is kind of centered around HDFS and MapReduce and Spark and the whole ecosystem, Apollo, a whole ecosystem like that. But I think it's very similar. Like, you can see the journey for that area as being very similar, where you have a kind of scalable data platform, and suddenly companies can kind of take a lot of what's happening in their company and put it in one place And it also gets used very often to feed Hadoop clusters, where you have a Hadoop cluster fed by Kafka streams. So they're super complementary in what they do.
And Publish and Subscribe, for example, years ago, that was for almost a rocket scientist. It was a different class, but now we see a more broader use of similar technology.
Yeah, so I think the core thing that Kafka has done that's a little bit different or new, you know, it's providing a similar mechanism for kind of subscribing to data streams. But what it does that new is it actually stores the stream itself. And so whereas you can think about something like HDFS as or Hadoop as storing kind of all your past data of what happened in the past, and you can think of these kind of messaging systems as allowing you to subscribe to future messages. Like when you subscribe, you get future messages that come. Kafka kind of combines these two things. So it allows you to come in and subscribe to future messages that come in, but you can also process the past set of messages that happen.
Ed, I think sometimes things are so obvious that you don't see them. And I think that might be what's going on with the streaming trend. It's really just one of the underlying drivers of interest in Hadoop, but it could be important. The analyst at Wikibon, in fact, just last month said that they predict that by 2022, the global market for unified streaming analytics will be 16% of all big data spending. That's a pretty good piece of the pie.
Well, I think that your point about some things being really obvious is well taken in regards to streaming. I think that there are some pretty clear reasons why businesses would want to have this kind of data and be able to use it in a meaningful way. I think that there are also some pretty clear technical challenges, but it seems like maybe people are starting to work on those a little bit. Definitely something that we'll be watching. So that's it for this edition of the Talking Data Podcast. Thanks, Jack, for recapping your trip to Strata. And thank you to our listeners for joining us.